The incentive payment of $600,000 to the managing director, you just mentioned that was based on...
$600,000, we do not pay the managing director. The payment to Robert Moran that he disclosed to you a few minutes ago, and Robert could explain more, was paid by AFG to Robert Moran.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it was based on some realisable investment value, was it? I want to find out whether there is a share price determinant in his bonus, or if it's more to do with book values and exiting. We're all suffering at a share price level, and does that incentive payment have a share price element to it, or is there another more esoteric accounting measurement?
Robert, you answer.
Stephen, there's a little bit of history as well as future looking being mixed up there. Looking backwards, so FY08, I was managing director of, appointed manager director of AEP in May, so essentially sort of a month and a half of 08. So most of my remuneration that I referred to earlier was in respect of my work within AFG. So therefore it didn't have a many KPIs, but it wasn't set by reference to AEP. We haven't said anything in respect of looking forward, in respect of the current position. So, and I'm very happy to have any remuneration structure that I have that would be linked to shareholder return, because I personally believe it's a very important element.
And Ian, you haven't bought any shares during the year, and is it right, you don't own any shares at all?
In AEP, no, I don't.
Yeah, why is that?
The last period that I was looking to buy shares, we were in the middle of a number of things that would have conflicted me out of that. I would have been certainly willing to buy shares, and I probably will in the future.
Well, it's good to see Peter Yates buying some shares during the year. I mean, you keep telling us you're not going to liquidate because you're going to create all this value. Surely, if that's your view, this is the bargain basement buyer of the year, and you should be backing up your view by spending with your ears pinned back.
Stephen, we have a period, as you're aware, that directors can buy. We have an embargo period. During the last one, we were unable to do that for various reasons. I've suggested to you that if in the future, when an embargo period is lifted for directors, then I would be seriously looking to buy shares.
Steve, I would have bought more at the time, but because of confidential information that was owned by the directors, I was asked to stop buying. Also, one shareholder complained slightly that I was front-ending the buyback. So, you know, you can't quite make everybody happy. I would be happy to continue to buy shares. So I agree with you. This is the bargain basement of a lifetime. And, that's why my money is here, and that's why I continue here as a director.